This is Morning Edition on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. Well, it's official. Hillary Clinton is the Democrats' presidential nominee.
Senator Sanders has moved in the spirit of unity.
And here's how Washington State's vote sounded.
Washington has two abstentions and is proud, very proud, to cast 74 votes for the inspiring and transformative Senator Bernie Sanders.
David Hyde was at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia. David, what was it like last night?
It was electric. I mean, this was a historic moment. One of the points that really stood out was when civil rights leader and Georgia Congressman John Lewis gave his nominating speech for Hillary Clinton. You could just feel the energy. Or when a 102-year-old woman cast Arizona's delegate votes for Hillary Clinton, some of our delegates told me these moments just really got to them.
And Washington's delegation split its votes between Sanders and Clinton last night. How are delegates feeling now that the race for the Democratic nominee is over?
Also, still split. Pam Eakes is floor captain for the Hillary delegates from Washington.
Our dream has come true. And so it's all emotional. It's so wonderful for the country, but it's really wonderful for the future, because young girls right now can look up and they're going to see a president that's a mother, a woman, and they know that they can have those same aspirations.
Jessica Beckett was also impressed with the moment. She's a Bernie delegate, but she told me,
I could really sense the pride and happiness, especially from a lot of the speakers. You know, the woman who was born 9 years after women got the right to vote, like, it means so much to so many women to see this. And I could see that around the room. You know, Hillary wasn't my first choice in candidate, but I know how much she means to so many people. And it was special to witness that.
But as a Bernie delegate, Jessica Beckett had kind of mixed emotions, other emotions too.
I mean, it's always going to be a mix of, you know, happiness and sadness, right? Like, I mean, I'm going to grieve for the loss of my candidate, but I'm also going to keep moving this movement forward. Like, that's what we do. You don't stop just because you don't get everything that you want. You know, what's the saying? The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. You know, we don't get to stop fighting. We always have to fight. You know, I think that she is a better candidate for Bernie Sanders, and I think that she will be a better president for this movement.
And Green Party candidate Jill Stein showed up last night. What did she have to say about everything?
Yeah, she showed up just inside where Washington State delegates were voting and was immediately swamped by cameras. And then there was also people that were sort of surrounding her, protesters. And this was inside the convention center. I'm not sure if you can hear what they're saying there, but they're chanting, Bernie or Jill, Bernie or Jill. And then some Hillary supporters are yelling, go home, Jill, go home, Jill.
So it seems that some Bernie delegates are willing to accept that it's Hillary, but not all of them.
Yeah, definitely. A number of the Sanders delegates walked out in protest last night, including members of our delegation. But this morning, Bernie Sanders spoke to our delegates, and he talked to them about the need to move that political revolution that they've started forward after November. But the emotions are still raw. There was crying and hugging in the room after Sanders left.
You were at the GOP convention last week. How would you compare or contrast the overall mood of the conventions now that you're at the DNC?
Donald Trump's acceptance speech wasn't exactly feel good, and neither were the speeches from Republicans like Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani. If you contrast that with the tone of, say, Bill Clinton's speech last night or Michelle Obama's speech two nights ago, you could make the point that the tone here is a lot more positive, and some people have been making that point. But it's also important, I think, to keep in mind how carefully stage managed these things are, both conventions. They're just giant theatrical productions. So when Michelle Obama spoke, for example, it was a great speech, but behind the scenes, I was watching volunteers rush to get hundreds of Michelle signs into the hands of the delegates. So, it's a show. And the reality here is that some people are very happy with Hillary Clinton. Others are just kind of ho-hum about it, and a lot of the Sanders folks here are pretty unhappy. So the tone of the convention, I would say, is pretty mixed. Happy, excited about the historic moment last night, but there's also some bitterness here, even when the speeches are really positive.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Emily.
David Hyde is at the Democratic National Convention. And if you have questions for Washington State delegates, email us at newsroom@kuow.org.